For our last images, we want to focus on how easy it was for Jesus to resurrect that girl and to heal that family. If Jesus is at the centre of our lives and we listen to him, even death loses its power. So maybe draw that scene where Jesus simply asks the girl to get up, to be living again. And then maybe also draw a big resurrection. Jesus promises that every friend of Jesus will be resurrected so that we can live with him forever and ever. And in the Bible, that big resurrection always has so many people that you can't even imagine. But, I mean, do try for the drawing if you can. But back to our last talk. This story began with Jairus desperate for Jesus to hurry back to save his daughter. This story began because she was dying. Then Jairus hears news that Jesus is too late. But Jesus says, don't be afraid, just believe. And then next, we see these two extremes. When Jesus first arrives, there is wailing and mourning, loud wailing. The funeral has already started. Death seems to have won. Jesus was too late. But then Jesus shows up. Jesus stops the funeral, kicks out the professional wailers, and simply asks the dead girl to get up. We go from death being victorious to death being tame. Without Jesus, there was no hope. But with Jesus, death was as easy a fix as waking up. In fact, as we read, Jesus afterwards tells them to get the girl some food and seems to be more anxious about that than her actual death. Jesus is in such control over life and death that he even knows what we'll feel like when we get resurrected. Almost like it's obvious, or maybe he's done it so many times before. And this is a really good, this was my favourite point of it. Do you see those notes that Mark made? The daughter, when she was healed, was 12 years old. But the woman who was healed earlier was also sick for 12 years. Are they connected? Is that why these two miracles are always paired together? Is it a mum and daughter being healed and reunited? Because at the end, you've got this image of Jesus uniting this mother, father and daughter together. Maybe. But Jesus is full of life. Who is this person that death seems to be an inconvenience? That with a word, a funeral turns into a celebration. And Jesus says that those who trust in him will never truly die. And in the Bible, God seems to always treat death like it's as temporary as sleep, and even refers to death as just sleep throughout the Bible. Jesus knows that God is in control and that the life he has will always beat death. As we noted earlier, Jesus was never anxious about raising that dead girl, never afraid. But there is something which Jesus does seem worried about, as we see in the Gospel, something else. For God, physical death is like falling asleep, which Jesus can and has and will wake us up from. But what God is anxious about is real death, which is the question, where are you going after death? Where do you live for eternity? Jesus can wake us up from death like we were napping, but it's much harder for Jesus to get us to follow him into heaven. Jesus wants to rescue us from hell, from evil, from sin, from death, from a cursed life. But as in this story, it takes a trust in Jesus, a clinging on to Jesus, to be rescued from them. Do we trust that Jesus is in control? Do we believe that we belong to him, just as Jairus did? Do we trust that Jesus can fix us, that he knows what we need, that he can heal us, as he did for the mum healed in the crowd? And do we believe that Jesus really does have total power over life and death, that life is overflowing from him, and that we should draw near to him to get it? Do we go to Jesus for his real life when we are losing it? And these are the big questions that we are meant to ask when we look at Jesus' miracles. We are meant to think, who is this miracle maker? How can he do all of this? And finally, we should stop and ask ourselves, if he can overcome physics, the weather, demons, diseases, and even death, then what does it take to get on his side? How can I be friends with that guy, that Jesus? And here in church, that's what we do. We are friends with that Jesus, because Jesus loves church. He set it up to help each other, all Christians, all friends of Jesus, help each other follow Jesus and live that life which he gives us. And here we get a hold of this God, this Jesus, who is full of authority, full of holiness, and full of life.